All right, how's everybody doing out there? Hope everybody's doing well. Today is Monday, July 20th. I'm coming to you probably a day late. I usually like to post on Sundays, but I've just been busy with a bunch of other stuff since I've had my other gym getting ready to open and been over there doing a lot of stuff and just back and forth and just didn't have time to get to it. So I'm sending this out to you today. Once again, I'm asking everyone to join me on my other social media platforms. Sir Earl's World is my website. My YouTube channel is It's My World One. I ask people to subscribe to that. My Twitter, is Sir Earl's World. My LinkedIn is under Sir Earl Bell. Facebook is under Earl Bell, and also Ratio, RATIO 121. Instagram is Sir Earl 1, and Snapchat is Sir Earl 1. So I'm asking you to join me on those platforms because I'm also giving out different motivational content, different motivational information on each one of those. It's never the same each day, and I'm constantly seeking ways to bring a sense of motivation to a generation that I feel needs a lot of it. I'm finding more and more people are not living their dreams or not pursuing their passions, and they're settling for mediocre. And it's just something that I feel this was a country and a nation built on pursuing dreams. We choose to want to sit back and make excuses about people who have pursued their dreams and are actually living a pretty good life from the outside, in which it appears, the grass is greener syndrome always. But we sit back and we make excuses of why those people were successful and we're not. When the bottom line is, you just need to get off your lazy ass and do some work. So, motivation, inspiration, knowledge, things like that is what's lacking in today's society. And I just try to provide a little bit of it. Most of the time, like I tell people all the time, if you read one of my posts or you listen to my podcast or my blog, which I'm about to start doing, most of the time, the situation, the things that I'm talking about are things that curtail to me. I'm talking to myself. I get a lot of people that it resonates with them also, and that's a great thing. But I don't do it for likes. I don't do it for downloads. I don't do it for emails, data boys, pats on the backs. I do it because each day that I wake up with the pursuits and the dreams that I have to build a billion-dollar fitness business, it takes a lot of work. And each day that you wake up between being tired and dealing with a lot of things and phone calls and family, and it's a lot. So I have to keep my inspiration and discipline and motivation high. So each day that I get up, I have a set of rituals that I do. And my posts, they're always talking to me. They're always trying to motivate me to look at each day, live in the moment, look at each day, and get through it as best I can. Try to be a little bit better than the day before. I've done that for the past 25 years. Has worked out pretty good. And I'm getting a little bit better at it, and it's working out even better. So anyway, my podcast for the day is based on a situation that is just kind of my opinion, and it's due to my experiences, and it's titled Loyalty. What does loyalty mean to you? I found that when I was growing up, we grew up in a very poor situation, which I've emphasized quite a few times. It's not a mystery to any of the listeners. And that void of financial resources, it stripped you and left you with a lot of things. And the only thing that was really left that was really worth anything, that was really valuable, was your word. I know guys, I grew up with guys that they live and die by their word. If they tell you they're going to do it, they're going to do it. If they tell you they don't like you, you can best believe they don't like you. If they tell you, I better not catch you over here, Either don't go over there or deal with the consequences that come with it, because they have to live up to their word. And that was just how I was raised, and that was how I was grew up. Men were men of their words. Fast forward to nowadays, I live in a situation, or I survive in a situation, where being in business, I sort of feel like a unicorn. I mean, I don't have a very high education. My last grade completed was eighth grade. I attended high school very briefly, a few months maybe. I do have my GED, which I got later. I have no college experience or anything like that. Everything has just been hard as work. My word with a lot of people has gotten me a long way. It's a rare breed when you get to a certain point that I've achieved where it means a lot for people to depend on your word. And what I've noticed, there are a lot of men today that given their word means nothing to them. They will smile in your face and they will stab you in your back. I've had many situations where I don't trust people, period, anybody. So it never comes as a surprise to me. But I've had situations with people that will smile in your face and be talking about you like a dog behind your back, plotting to, you know, steal your woman, steal your business, and all those things. I've had all those things come my way. It wasn't surprising to me, because if you steal my woman, she was never mine. I could give you my business and you would not be able to run and survive it. I know that from the amount of people that go out of business every day that I've tried to help. They're much smarter, much more handsome, much more money, better credit, everything better than me. But yet, I've been doing it 25 years and they came and went within two. So all those elements are not the keys to success. Hard work, never giving up, is the keys to success. But back to the loyalty part, I had to learn as I've gotten older and as I've talked with people and business people and things like that. People, especially our people, our race of people, which I mean even blacks, they achieve a certain amount, not really a ton of money, but just okay, living comfortably. A ton of money to me is B and a plus. They ain't achieving that. But they go into this self-preservation mode where what I have as far as money, status, or things that I've learned along the way, I am not willing to share those with anybody, even though they smile on your face. And as long as I've been in business, I've never mind sharing advice or knowledge or guidance or anything like that to somebody that wanted to make something better of themselves, because it could not possibly hurt me or my business by letting you know to avoid some of the pitfalls and mistakes that you're going to go through along the way. The thing that I find is most of them will not listen. That's why I don't mind telling them. I could tell them everything that it takes, and 99.5% of them ain't going to do shit with information. It's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. They don't want anyone, especially me, some guy with no education, telling them any damn thing. They think they know more. And that's the reason why within a year or two, they're out of business. And 25 years into it, I'm still here and actually opening up a second location. Now, when you start including promoting bodybuilding shows, training athletes, podcasts, clothing lines, websites, all those things, I'm pretty far ahead of a lot of people in this space, and that should account for a lot, but it doesn't. And people will take your advice and you will see them making all the mistakes that you told them not to, and all you can do is just say, well I tried. There's been either working for me or seeking my advice probably well over 20 people who have tried to start their own business of the same kind of I am, which is in the fitness business. Out of that 20, 18 of them failed, and two of them, I don't give them much longer to be in business. And they haven't been in business 4 or 5 years. I'd highly doubt if they make the 10-year mark or the 8-year mark, because they're starting to decline on a really consistent basis. And a lot of times it's just for me, what I found from a couple of them, actually both of them worked for me, is the caring of clients. You're not doing them any favor. They're bringing you money. You have to treat each one like they're the best thing in the world because they are. They keep food on your table. So there's a certain amount of pride you have to take in providing a great service for them, where these people feel it's not that serious. I don't know what the damn problem is, but it's probably the reason I fired them. But you have people, I've ran into people, you ask them to help. I mean, guys like me need help too. You ask them for help, and they don't even have the decency to email you back, text you back, call you back. I think there's two things that irks the shit out of me. Either you ask them and they don't even acknowledge it, they never bring it up, they never say it. And these are people that you talk to almost every day. That irks me. That's the biggest form of disrespect, if you ask me. Just be a man and what and call or text and say, no, I can't do it. Or you ask somebody and they say no without ever asking you, what do you need? You might need $100. You don't know. They no, I can't do it. Well, you ain't even asked me how much. So your philosophy is I'm not gonna help you no matter what you need. Those two things to me are probably the biggest slap in the face, especially considering it was not luck that have kept me here and expanding over a 25-year period of time. I believe that I am one hell of a good businessman, at least in my space. So one of the reasons that we lack power, economic power as a race of people, is we don't back each other. We will not help each other out. We will go into self-preservation, and we can give a damn about helping you in any kind of way. So therefore, we are never building, in the Bible it says it's better to give than receive. That's why people lie stagnating and fail and things happen. You don't give anything. You hold on to everything. Sometimes a person might just need advice, and you won't even pick up their phone call and say, hey, come past my office and sit down and let me see what I can help you with. That to me, and the person I'm talking about know who I'm talking about. That to me is the biggest insult is to me. Is you don't even call back. You don't text back. You look at my postings every day, and you don't even go on there and say, hey, man, I know you reached out to me. I know you sent this on a straight business level, and I couldn't do it. So instead of being a man stepping up saying no, you just don't acknowledge it at all. I've had several people do that. And, I can accept no. I've heard no all my life. There's never been a time in my life where somebody, you ask somebody something, they say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. So no is kind of like someone saying hello to you. It's just a word. It means nothing to me. It actually drives me and motivates me even more for me to show you that you made one hell of a mistake by not being a part of what I'm trying to do. But that's your choice, and you're the one that's going to lose out, and you're the one that's got to live with it. Karma is a bitch. Sometimes you need to people you don't realize you're going to need a person at one time or another for something or another. And I can't wait till that day comes so I can go tell you to fuck yourself. But anyway, loyalty to me is like I said, I grew up in a very impoverished area. I grew up in a really, really bad part of the city. And a lot of these suburban ass clowns that call themselves men don't have the balls that they were born with to just look you in your eyes and tell you, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Or talk behind your back or whatever it might be. I was with these guys. They were thieves. They was killers. They were cutthroats. They were all those things. But they were men of their words. If they said they were going to do something, good or bad, no matter what, they were going to do it because they honored their word, because it meant everything. Though that's how I was raised. That was the cloth I was cut from. And it's just what I felt makes a man. So I'm looking at a lot of these guys today, and I don't look at them as men. I look at them as women that just happen to have a penis. You know, be a man, stand up. Say no if you mean no. Say yes if you mean yes. If you say yes, follow it up. But be a man of your word. Be loyal. Be all those things. Stop going into that self-preservation and only worrying about yourself. God puts us in a place to where we can help others. And as long as we are taking and not giving, one day it will, karma is a bitch. It will come back on you. You know, those are the principles that I adhere to. That's my podcast for this week. Like I said, it's just how I feel. Other people feel differently. Some people may feel the same. I don't know. But, you know, my podcast, I said, talk about what the hell I want to talk about. So anyway, join me on my other social media platforms. And until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, signing out. I'm out of here. Peace.